Joining us in the studio, Marcia Hyatt with The Best of Ourselves this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are things?
It's wonderful.
It's lovely
out. I like fall. I love how dramatic it all of a sudden gets out there. So.
Yeah, it was like a switch got flipped on September 1st and it went from muggy summer to crisp fall.
And if you haven't been out to look at the leaves, there are some beautiful, beautiful trees. So
indeed.
No, it's my favorite time of the year.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about presence, how we show up. And I had an example this week that was really interesting, and then a book I've been reading kind of meshed together. I'm working on a speech I have to give in a couple of weeks, and it has some theatrical elements. So I have a coach. I have an acting coach, Doug Schultz Carlson, who used to come up here and do the Shakespeare Festival. And so Doug has been working with me, and now and again he'll stop me and he'll say, "Marcia, you've lost your voice." Now, it doesn't mean you didn't hear me. It meant that my voice was coming from a different place inside of me, like I was breathy or my pitch was higher, you know. And he would say, "You've lost your voice." And so I said to him one point, "Okay, give me a technique. What technique do I need to have my voice?" And he said, "It's not about technique. It's about where your voice comes from. You need to believe in what you're saying." And I thought, wow, there's so many life lessons in acting. You know, you think acting is, you know, faking it, but it really isn't. And then sort of synchronistically, I pulled out a book called Leadership Presence, which is teaching leadership skills by some former actors. And it really was quite striking that how many lessons you get from different art forms can inform life in general. And so I just want to share a little bit about this book because based on my little experience with Doug this week, is again, there really is a lot because my voice, it's not about how I breathe. You know, it's about, you know, what am I saying and do I believe it? And am I saying it authentically? And so this book was written by a couple of former actors, Belle, Linda Halpern, and Kathy Lubar. And they were saying that presence that you know, when you think, you know, when someone walks in the room and they call your energy to them, or you just you feel differently when they're in the room. You're nodding. So you can sort of think of that kind of person. Yep. Anybody come to mind?
Well, when we were chatting about this earlier, Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
You know, quiet, but oh my goodness.
But there. He's not phoning it in, as you say. You know, he's there. You know, and I was thinking for myself, this is certainly kind of the contrast to Nelson Mandela, but I was thinking about a local actor, Zach Morgan, who used to act up here. And when Zach would walk on stage, he could have the smallest part. I remember this one play in particular. He had a very small part. He really had very few lines. But he would walk on the stage, and because of his intentionality, because he was really being that character, the audience just watched his every move. And so even though the actors, the primary scene was happening elsewhere, if Zach would make a move, everyone would laugh. and I think, well, what is that about? And what's really lovely is that from this book, and I know I do believe it, is that that's, we think charisma or that kind of thing is something you're born with, but it is actually something we can learn. It's not like dress for the success, just put on the right outfit. It really is an inside out job, but it is something we can learn. And that gives me a lot of hope in terms of how do I show up. And So the skills to start with, their model, which is P-R-E-S, the beginning of presence, P-R-E-S, starts with, are you present? How do you show up in the moment? How distracted are you? How much are you thinking about yesterday, tomorrow? How much do you have little voices in your head pulling your energy away from where you are right now? And you know, as I do, there are books, teachings for a lifetime about how to be present. But what's really lovely about this little book is that it gives you just different examples. Like the first one, and this is from acting as well as life, is be in your body. So if you find yourself just kind of distracted, do deep belly breaths. Or if you find yourself really nervous, Sir Laurence Olivier, a very well-known actor, would feel his feet. When he'd get on stage, and apparently he had horrible stage fright, he would just pay attention to how he felt, and he would just notice his feet, and that kind of just grounded him. Now, there's lots more. We could talk more about being present, but that's the P. R, present. P-R, yeah, P-R. that spelling thing. Is reach out to others and build relationships through empathy, listening, and authentic connection. And you talk about Nelson Mandela or those folks that we think of as sort of the great leaders by the way they carry themselves. they're there in a way that connects. It's not about their agenda. It's not about their ego. They're really there listening quietly. Mm-hmm. And that makes a huge difference. The E in prez is expressiveness, meaning I actually can acknowledge what I feel. I can feel it. I can express my emotions appropriately. Have you ever watched somebody who says, I'm fine? And you see everything in their body and facing, you're not fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But so that doesn't build trust, you know, that congruence between how you're really feeling and how are you expressing it. That doesn't mean you let the little fearful you drive your emotions, right? It means, you know, you have you're present in your body and you are aware of your feelings, and then you have your best self react to the emotion. And the S is self-knowing, the ability to accept yourself and reflect your values in everything you do. So that's from acting. And the difference, you know, a really, really good actor is present in the moment, deals with what shows up. So if something unscripted happens, they don't say, well, that's not in the script. And they deal with it. And of course, that would help us a lot in life, too. If something unscripted happens, instead of saying, well, this isn't the way it was supposed to be, you know, you just deal with what shows up, connecting in with others and doing it from a place of self-knowing. So what I find very, very hopeful is that one step at a time, we can increase our ability to be present in our days. I used to think it was self-indulgent to do all this personal work. You know, it's like, oh, come on, just help people, volunteer work. But the fact is, if we do our personal work, the work we do comes from a better place. Mm-hmm. It comes from a more grounded place versus a needy place or a dutiful place or a try to avoid
guilty place.
Exactly, try to avoid guilt place. And I think that The Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, which I've used a few times, but the last part of that I think really talks about why it's worth paying attention to how we show up in the moment and how we connect with others and how we express ourselves and how we know ourselves. And this is the end of that quote from The Return of Love. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others the permission to do the same. Mm. As we liberate it from our fears, our presence automatically liberates others. So it's worth it to try to show up as our best self.
Indeed.